The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 6th Chapter, Text Number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 25th, 1976, at the New Brindavan Farm Community in West Virginia.
Sneha Pasahi Zirai Sneha Pasai Zirai Badhyam Usaita Bimuti. Actually, this material life is our bondage. It may be just like gold handcuff or iron handcuff. So, handcuff is bondage. Either it is made of gold or iron, it doesn't matter. So, we are in this material world handcuffed, imprisoned. Our aim of life is how to get out of this material bondage, or prison house. Prahlad Maharaj in another place, when he was asked by his father, what's the best education he had received from his teachers? The father asked him to explain. So the son, Prahlad Maharaj, said that Hityatvaghatam grihe andhakupam banangato jad harimasaya. This is the best thing he has learned. What is that? Hityatvaghatam grihe andhakupam. Griha, this family life, is called griha on the kupam, just like a man fallen in the dark well. So it is sure death, apaghatam. Unless we are very cautious, this griha on the kupam, this family life, is very dangerous for spiritual advancement. Therefore, according to Vedic system, it is very regulated. First of all, one is trained up as a brahmachari not to be attached in sex life. That is brahmachari. Celibacy. Just like these boys, these children, if we train them how to remain in celibacy, they can be trained. The first training is brahmachari, to remain in the gurukul. They are innocent. As you will train them, they will be trained. So in the beginning of life, to train the children as brahmachari is essential. The fact is that one may not be attached to sex life. Sex life only allowed to beget children. That's all. Putrathi kriyate vajja putra pinna prayajanam punnamak trayati iti putra. These are the Vedic injunctions. Bhajya, wife, is accepted. Putrathe, only for having good children. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, dharma viruddha kamasmi. Rasti sex life is when it is not against the religious principle, that sex life I am, Krishna said. Dharma aviruddha. So, dharma aviruddha, which is not against religious principle. In this way you will find, according to Vedic system, the sex life is practically denied. But because we are now in the conditioned state, it is very difficult to completely deny sex life. There is regularity. First of all, training, no sex life. If you can remain without sex life, the brahmachari, it is very good. But if you cannot, then get yourself married, live with wife, but have sex only for progeny, not for sense enjoyment. Therefore, even one is married, if he is sticking to one wife, and the wife is sticking to one husband, that is real married life. Then the husband is also called brahmachari, even though he is a grihastha. And the wife is called chaste. So this is human civilization, grihastha. That also allowed only for few years. Not few years, formally as we have calculated that people used to live for 100 years. So 25 years brahmacharya, 25 years grihastha, 25 years vanaprastha, and last 25 years sannyasa. Ultimately, sannyasi, training. So in these 4 ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, in 3 ashramas, there is no sex life. Brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyas. Only grihastha allowed sex life. That is also restricted. Only for begetting children. So in the Vedic civilization, sex life is actually denied. Only in grihastha life with a restriction. Not that whenever I like, no. That is bondage. So long we will be attached to sex life, then we will have to accept this material body. Janamaitanadigrihamedisukham mituccham kannuyanina karayu ribadikkhadukham. We should remember this. But what will be effect unless we are trained? People are not educated. What is the value of life? How life should be conducted, what is the aim of life. But everything can be done. There is no difficulty. Just like a man practicing to lift, I think everyone you know, he takes on his back one small cup. It grows when the cup becomes a very big bull, one can lift. This is a practice. But all of a sudden, if you want to lift one big bull on your shoulder, that is not possible. But if you practice to take the little cup from the very beginning, it grows and your strength grows. If it grows, this is a gradual process. So, the human form of life, the whole training is, that is basic civilization. How to avoid sex life? That is liberation. If I have got desire for sex life, somewhere or other, then I will have to take birth again in this material world to satisfy. So the training should be how to give up this idea. And it is possible, if training is there, then it is possible. That is the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. Kaumaro acharit prajna dharmān bhāgavatāni. From the very beginning, children should be trained in this life. That is the responsibility, actually, father, mother's affection. But the father, mother do not know what is the aim of life. Neither they are trained up, how they can train up their children. But here is the prescription, how to train up. So in this age, although it is very difficult task, at least if we teach our children to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then everything is possible. That is the facility of this age. He'll be gradually trained up to the highest perfection. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's benediction is there. Ya haite sarva-siddhi haive tama. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you will get all perfection of life. So, either Nartham Das Thakur sings, griheva banete thake agauranga balila. So, don't be afraid that because we are in this age, we cannot be trained up, it is very difficult. But we can very easily chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is a special concession of this age. Just like these children were dancing and chanting. And it is the duty of the parents to train the children in such a way they get liberty in this very life. Father and mother, they should think of their innocent children, that this boy, this child has come to us. Now let us train him in such a way that he will get liberty. No more birth of death. This is real responsibility of father. Pita na sasya, janani na sasya, guru, everyone's duty should be how to give relief the living entities from these clutches of birth and death. That is ideal civilization. So Prahlad Maharaj said, if we don't train up in the beginning, then ko griheshu kuman saktam atma. Atmanam ajitendriya. Atmanam ajitendriya. The whole training is to control the senses. And the most powerful sense is the tongue. Sense control begins from the tongue. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given you the song. Taramadhe jivahati lavamaya sudurmat. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a description. That sharira avidya jar, jarendriya tahe kar. This body is the encagement. We are in the prison of this material world. How we are prison, imprisoned? We have been given a material body. This is imprisonment. Sharira avidya jar. And we are very happy to keep this body very comfortably without knowing of life. That is avidya jal, a network of ignorance. Sharira avidya jal. And the senses are our greatest enemies. Unless we control the senses, we are put into this avidya jal network. And out of all the senses, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, tar madhye jiva, jiva means tongue. Jivavati lobhomai sudurmati. It is very greedy. Jiva, to control the tongue, to control the senses means begin with the controlling the tongue. That is also a very difficult job. But therefore, to control the tongue, best thing is to take Krishna prasadam. First of all, offer to Krishna, and then take. Tāramadya jīvā rabhamāya sudhanmati tāre jetā kodhina saṁsā. Krishna varo dāyamāya karivāre jīvāja. At least if we take it as a vow that I shall not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, that will help us. Krishna varo dāyamāya karivāre jīvāja. Saprasad anna dilo bhai. So, with tongue begins spiritual life. If we restrict our tongue, not to talk uselessly, simply talk of Krishna or chant Hare Krishna, read Krishna books, chant Hare Krishna, and when you are hungry, take Krishna prasadam, then it will be possible. You can control the tongue. And if you can control the tongue, then you can control other senses very easily. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given very easy formula. Tāramadya jīvāvati lobhomāya sudhunmati tāre jethā kodhina samsāre Krishna varo dāyamāya. Krishna is so kind that from Vaikuntha he has come here, in this remote village of America. He is so kind, just to accept your service. Don't think that here is a door. No, Krishna. Krishna, on the request of devotee, he has come. You should always remember this, that here is Krishna personally present. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requires only advanced sense. When he saw Jagannath at Puri temple, immediately fainted, here is my Lord. So, it is only advanced understanding. But preliminary understanding is that here is Krishna. Don't think that it is the door. Even if you think it is dull, but Krishna has come to you in the form of dull, so that you can see. Otherwise Krishna is always present everywhere. We cannot see, or you can handle. Krishna is everything. So Krishna is so kind that he has come here to be seen by you, to be touched by you, to be dressed by you, to be decorated by you, to accept whatever you nicely offer with bhakti. Krishna is not hungry, or Krishna has no food at his Vaikuntha. No, he has got. He is supplying everyone food. So he has got everything. We should always remember that he has kindly come for our benefit. So let us be always cautious and very respectful and offering the nicest prasadam, prepared with great attention. In this way, if we practice, then our life becomes very successful. Otherwise, we shall be very much attached, because we are ajitendriya. We cannot control our senses. Very difficult. But if you take Krishna prasadam, although apparently we are greedy, but on account of taking Krishna prasadam, it is neutralized. But our greediness, by taking Krishna prasadam, it is neutralized. Sneha pasvai, this sneha pas, sneha is there. Sneha means affection. Everyone got affection. The cats and dogs, they have got also affection. But the affection is wrongly placed. We are affectionate to this skin, to this body. This is wrong affection. Real affection is to the soul. That we do not know. We have no information. We are loving our child. That's very good. But not the soul, but the body. If the child is dead, or my father is dead, we cry, father has gone away. Why father has gone away? The body which you love, that is lying there. So we do not know whom to love. If we love actually, let us love the soul. How the soul love? To love means for benefit. That is real love. I love you for your benefit. You love me for my benefit. If I so-called love you for my benefit, that is lust. See, in this material world, there cannot be love. It is not possible. Because everyone loves so-called love. He loves his sense gratification. A young boy loves a young woman for his sense gratification, not for her sense gratification. Similarly, she also. In this material world, this cheating is going on. I want to satisfy my lusty desires, but it is going on in the name of love. There cannot be any love in this material world. Because love is between spirit and spirit. But if we try to love the Supreme Spirit, Krishna, then we shall understand how our love can be spread in the spiritual world. Samasarvesu bhuteshu madhavakti labhati param brahma bhuta prasannatmana sochati nakankati samasarvesu bhuteshu. When you come to the spiritual platform, then actual love begins. Madhavakti labhati param. That love begins, if we can love Krishna, then through Krishna's love, we can expand our love for everyone. Yathā tadunmūla nisechanena trippanti taskanda bhujopasākha. Just like watering the root of the tree, the energy is expanded to the leaves, to the flowers, to the branches. Similarly, if we want to love everyone, that's why we are coming, some patriot. Nobody loves nobody. That is all professional business. If we actually love Krishna, then we can expand our love. Patriotism, socialism, this is that, nationalism. Just like we are trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, because on account of love, somehow or other, we have come in contact with Krishna, we are understanding that these people are in maya or in ignorance. They do not know how to become happy. Little attempt is, let them become Krishna consciousness. This is out of love. Samasarveshu bhuteshu. Everyone is suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we are taking so much trouble. This is at least one side that Krishna wants them to deliver. And if we work on behalf of Krishna, that is also loved. We love Krishna. So, we have got everything in writing, in books, in instruction. Our duty is to take them rightly and utilize it properly, advance in Krishna consciousness, sneha pasi. Otherwise, we shall be in a platform, on a platform of false love. The platform of false love, we know, today one pair is married, but because the love is on the false platform, the next day there is divorce. That is not love. That kind of love has no meaning. That kind of affection has no meaning. It is simply bondage. So try to, our aim is how to become free from this material bondage and real sneha, real affection, real love should be spread, and that can be done through Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it is all false. Sneha pasai draivadhyam utsahita. This maya is so strong that we are taking this false thing as reality. It is very difficult to give. That is explained by Krishna. Vaividhi sagunamai mama maya dhrutaya. Mami vada parvadhanti maya vada. This is only the way. If we become pure devotee of Krishna, then my love will be extended to everyone, not only my society, but to everyone. It is not that this is my children, there is other children, all human beings, not my countrymen, all other countrymen. Not only human beings, but animals also. That is sneha. It is not that I am safe and let the animals be killed in the slaughterhouse. No, that is not love. Love means for everyone. Sama sarvesu bhutesu. Equality to all living entities. That is real love. That is real consciousness, Krishna consciousness. A lover of Krishna will hesitate to kill even one head. You know this story. Mrigari. That is love. Because one has got, just like this child, if I like I can kill him. There is no difficulty. But does it mean that I shall kill him? No. Similarly, a small ant, anyone can kill? No. Here is a living entity, part and parcel of Krishna. Samasar, he should not be unnecessarily killed. We should be careful, not that trample over the ants and let them be killed. No, everything should be carefully done. Of course, we cannot stop this, but we should be careful, and if it is done, then if we remain Krishna conscious, Krishna will excuse jagyartha karmanatra. Therefore, the business should be, if we walk at all, we shall walk for Krishna. Then, if some ant is killed, not knowingly, unknowingly, and then we are untouched by these sinful activities. Otherwise, we are immediately noted down, here is a man has killed one, he has killed. This nature's law is so minute. Every minute the account is done. But if you remain in the business of Krishna consciousness, then there is escape. Otherwise, everyone is becoming obliged. If I take from you 1 cent, I have to pay you with 4 cents, with interest, compound interest. This is the law. We are just like this, taking money from others. Unless we spend it for Krishna, then he shall be obliged to return. So, devarsi bhutaptu ninang pitrina nayangarini na kinkara rajan sarvatmanadi saranam sarannam katumakundam parihutta. We have got so many obligations, devarsi, to the demigods, to the saintly great sages, rishi, because rishis are giving us, just like Vyasadeva has given us this literature. So, we are obliged to him. We are indebted to him. We are indebted to the demigods. The sun is giving sunshine, the moon is giving at night sign, and the cloud, Indra, is giving us water. So we are all indebted. Therefore, there are so many different types of yajnas mentioned in the Vedic literature. But if you perform one yajna, sankirtan yajna, then you become clear from everyone's debt. Gato mukundam saranam saranyam. Then we are free from our debts. So in this way, we have to execute Krishna consciousness movement very carefully. And the simple process is chant Hare Krishna. Thank you.